Don't let it grow. Cut it off. And if you don't get it up by the root and get it up by all of the root by the word of God, it'll be like Johnson grass. Oh, God, don't mention that stuff. In the field, we used to rent from a man above Atlanta. Two and a half, three. We used to walk to that field. 2.5 miles, 3 miles, walk to that field. Cut that grass down, you know, children. Y'all better get all that grass. Cut that grass off and come back the next morning. It's that high. Because we didn't get it at the root. Even it was hard to get the root of a Johnson grass. But the word of God is not anything too hard for him. So whatever it is, look at your neighbor and say, whatever it is, whatever it is. Cut it off. So you don't have to cut your hand off or your foot off or pluck your eye out. Amen. So what he's saying, get rid of all of that darkness. We got to understand darkness and light, darkness and light, darkness and light. I think we have enough other lights, but, you know, we can't get. But you see, and if all those were off, we would have darkness. And this is what? Light. And we're going, he said, walk in the light even as what? He is in the light. Are you understanding that? Are you getting that? He said, how many times shall I forgive? Times seven? He says 70 times seven. And then he says, go to the person yourself. Don't spread it all over the country and not even go to the individual. Go to the person. It tells you what to do. Always prayerful. You know, so you got to back up. Some things bother you or hurt you or whatever it is. Whatever it is, you got to back yourself up and dip into this word some more. Because if that thing is constantly gnawing at you, constantly cutting into your flesh, constantly getting your emotion, constantly bringing darkness to you, and that darkness will begin to look like light, even though it's still dark, you will have to make sure that you are full of the word. You pray in the spirit. Then you go to that person. You're not going to go to them angry now. Amen? Amen? Amen. And so with that said, it's so much there. You read and meditate and ask God to show you what he would have you as an individual to do. How you are to handle that thing that has taken root in your inside and in your emotions and whatever and seemingly won't let go. BB was feverish when he came yesterday, and I heard Bishop tell him, no, no, we ain't having this. No, you get out of here, you get out of here now. And that's what you got to do. Lord, I choose your will, your way. I can't do this on my own. Show me in your word. Send me somebody to help me that's going to not want to gossip, but want to put the word in my heart so I can let all this go. Clean me up, Lord. Say it. Say, clean me up, Lord, with your word. Clean me up. Say, I'm willing to open my heart and answer the question, what's in your heart? And say, Jesus, the word, your will, your way, your peace, your joy, your prosperity, you are in my heart. Amen. Did I say enough to get you at least working on it? Amen. Because there's so much in there, so much in there. But you start thinking about cutting off your hand and feet and plugging out your eye and say, I'm not going to get that to that point. Mm-mm, where I would need to. I'm going to let it go before it gets that far. Amen. Before I even have to think about it. Mm-mm. Well, that ain't what it means. It means to get rid of stuff. I said I'm not going to let it get far enough where I would even have to think about it. It might be true. So I'm going to get rid of it. Amen. Father, we thank you for these, your people, for the opportunity to share this word tonight. We thank you that our hearts are stirred. and that we are willing and obedient to walk and be lights in this world of darkness. We take no offense. We give no offense. We don't create and gender strife, but we are peacemakers. Well, you said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they, theirs is the kingdom of God. And you said that those who are come as little children can enter the kingdom, but those who don't can't. So we thank you now, Lord, for cleaning us up, making us into the image of Christ. In Jesus' name.